Welcome to the Sunday Night Army podcast, the best local podcast in Windsor, Essex County, Detroit, and wherever. The place for news, entertainment, and music. Here's your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the show. I am Jacob, and this is another episode in the music series. Now, today's artist is fantastic, but before we get to her, make sure you're subscribed to it if you're listening on any podcast streaming platform, and that'll help you discover amazing artists every week. Nice and easy, simple, and if you want to skip the part where I talk, go to the Spotify playlist. Top Indie Playlist gets all these artists that come on the show right on one playlist. Add them, like them, subscribe to them. Do what you got to do. Support these fantastic artists that we have out there. Turn off your radio and start playing these amazing artists that I have on the show. That's the best way to support everybody. And easiest way to find out how good independent music really is. So that's really cool. If you want to support me at any point, check out the link tree. The link in bio gets you to the link for the merchandise store. And if I have learned this recently, is that wearing your merch get you more listeners. That's how I would like to grow too. So grab some merch, wear it proudly. Bunch of designs for you guys to check out. Check that out. And let's get to today's interview. So right now, let's continue with the music series and let's go all the way to Arizona to talk to my next guest, Tia Penny. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I'm excited to have you on the show. I love sharing young independent artists on the scene with their amazing music. So at 15, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Now let's, before we get to your latest track called Goodbye, because it's a fantastic tune, let's talk a little bit about you, because you got your start in a really cool way. And for those that, I think everybody knows Steve Harvey. Tell me about how that all came about.
Well, to be honest, I've always kind of gravitated towards music, and I started, you know, playing music here and there. And when I was, I think, 9 or 10, my mom started posting videos to YouTube with just like family friends following. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, NBC reaches out and we're like, okay, this is definitely a trap, but it turned out to be completely real. And I recorded a show with Steve Harvey for Little Big Shots, and it never aired, but it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I remember them working that segment there for a while, because I'm a big Steve Harvey fan. I kind of remember that. They did that for a little bit, and that's awesome. But how was like that experience kind of going over there and shooting that?
It was so cool. I mean, as like, you know, a 10 or 11-year-old getting to like miss school and fly to like Hollywood, it was just like pretty much everything I wanted at that moment. It was a really great opportunity.
So now at 15, you're doing the whole music scene. What inspires you? Who do you look up to in the music industry to kind of, what vibe with genre wise?
I listen to kind of classic rock. I would say like Pink Floyd and, you know, just kind of everything, Led Zeppelin. I'm not very picky about my music taste, but I definitely gravitate towards that genre.
No, that's awesome. Now, do you have any musical talent in your family? Because sometimes there's a lot of music out there, but also those influences around you. Is there any of those influences around you?
My parents both did like choir things when they were younger, but nothing too crazy. They put me and both my older siblings in like this music school, so my siblings have that bit of a background, but I've definitely pursued it more than anybody else in my family.
Cool. So let's talk about your latest track. It's called Goodbye. How'd you come up with this one? How did it all come together?
So this is definitely a very heartfelt song to me. I wrote it because I was worried about my friend actually committing suicide. And what I was thinking in that moment and what I was feeling, I ended up, you know, sharing it, even though I thought I was just going to keep it to myself. And it's been a really cool like song to put out. I got to partner with Teen Lifeline for the music video, and I sang at the Teen Lifeline Gala. It's just been like a really positive impact from such, you know, a terrible experience.
And it's huge to have that support from something important like that. So a lot of respect there from that angle. And I think let's play the song on the show right now. Let's have everybody hear it. So here's Tia, here's Tia Penny with Goodbye right here on the Sunday Night Army.
Didn't I see it coming? Quiet for weeks on end. Still a big shock, a scare that haunts my nights. Thought you had lost all hope. Guess I just didn't know if you would be alive the night. Oh, please tell me that I didn't mean to say goodbye. And I don't wanna leave you, not tonight, tonight, tonight. I guess I kinda need you in my life, cause
there you go. That was Tia Penny with Goodbye. Now, tell me, is there an idea of the EP coming out in the future where this is going to be on?
Yeah, my original idea was to release it before my 16th birthday, which is going to be in January, but I got a little bit behind on the deadline. So it'll be like probably, you know, early 2024. I have the tracks and I've been working on them, and I'm really, really excited to put everything out.
Well, is there a theme for the EP?
Yeah. So all of the songs on it are reflections of different parts of my life. The kind of pinnacle of the EP is a song called Mirror Room, which took that literally. And it talks about being transparent and being seen in like a mirror room. My first release, Joyride, is kind of a reflection on happiness, and Goodbye is kind of the opposite, a reflection on strong emotions and negative emotions and kind of anxiety and fear. And then I have a few more that are just kind of parts of my life that I wanted to share.
That's really cool. Now, what else do you have coming up in 2024? We have a whole year ahead of us. Any outside of the EP, anything else going on?
Yeah, so I am doing lots of local events in Phoenix. I also have been traveling to California a lot to do some gigs there. I love traveling for music. So no specific dates for things off the top of my head, but I'm going to be in those locations.
That's awesome. Now, everybody who wants to listening right now, I'm sure want to follow your journey. Where would you like them to go? Now, I know you have a website, tiapenny.com. Any socials that you want them to go follow, like, and subscribe?
Yeah, so Tia Penny sings on everything. There's Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everything.
Fantastic. And make it nice and easy. You guys listening already know Tia Penny will be tagged with this show, this episode, all socials. Nice and easy. Click like, follow, subscribe. One last question, personal playlist. What's on your Spotify playlist right now? What are you listening to?
My favorite song is Going to California by Led Zeppelin. I'm really into the In Rainbows album by Radiohead. Those are probably my biggest two right now on replay.
That's awesome. You just half my audience, you just blew their mind. That's at your age, you're listening to all that fantastic music. That is amazing. Awesome. Good for you. Great music, yours and what you're listening to. So, Tia Penny, thank you for coming on the show and sharing your music with me.
Thank you so much for having me.